Good evening, ma'am. My name is Carlos. I'm just conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you just a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind and share your opinion? I'll be brief. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling you on your cell phone, ma'am, so I'll make this quick as possible. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, Indian?
Or other.
Okay. Can you specify?
Other, like, got Indian. Other
like the Caribbean.
African American.
Okay.
I got all of that. I mean, and plus white.
It's a nice mix, though, you know. I know it's still a long way off. So am I. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
I want to say the chances are 80-20. 80 that I will vote, 20 that I might not.
Okay, so should I record your answer as probably so we can move right along?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, may I please have your age?
53.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, moving forward, and would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
Maybe about the same. They always talk about same bullshit. I never do it.
Thank you, ma'am. What makes you feel that way about the importance of voting on this election, like you just mentioned?
What is it that talk about the same shit and never do it. They need to, especially in North Carolina, they need to make our minimum wage way higher. I feel they need to make nurses aid, whether they have a credential or not. They need to be able to support their family. What if they had a different trade and had to switch over, like me? You know, because Corona sure killed my beauty salon.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you guys were affected the most of everybody because, you know, it was tough, yeah.
And we couldn't get these loans and we couldn't get none of that shit. And we couldn't even get unemployment because of the fact that we was doing some business. We used $3 and $5 a week. Now we making $5 to $30 a week, $530 a week. So it's like,
That's
tough. I had to close down my whole salon, which I was gonna pass it over.
To your daughter?
To my granddaughter and to my nephew. My nephew, 25, he had to go into another field. We didn't pay for him to school and all that.
Understood. Now, moving right along, ma'am, and thank you for sharing that. You know, it was tough. That's why, I understand. But regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'm something else because sometimes I may feel like a Trump. Sometimes I don't.
Okay.
But Pamela Harris, I'm feeling her 100%.
Okay, and we're going to talk about this. You know, that's why I'm glad I have you on the line, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Is strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve, because, I mean, the man know he already up in his age. that got sick. Who else do they always pass it down to?
Right, right.
The president ain't got shit to do with she black or woman or none of that.
It's in the history books, you know. Yeah, it's been down that way.
It's time, it's time.
Okay, now thinking of... Right, ma'am. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, to the best of your knowledge, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with that direction in which the country is headed?
Where, what direction is the country headed? Who knows?
Understood. So how do you feel about it? Very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
No opinion. I'm
okay.
Sorry if I can't answer any of that.
No, no, that's perfectly fine, ma'am.
Because
yeah,
who knows?
Yeah, that's it. That is it.
That's right.
And that's perfectly fine, ma'am. I'm glad. Yeah. I want to thank you for your patience. If you have no opinion on the matter, you can let me know so we can move right along. Now, and generally speaking, would you say that your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse? How do you feel about your economic situation?
Because I'm full of grace and highly favored. Ain't got nothing to do with nobody else but the Lord Jesus Christ. It's getting better.
Right, right. So getting better. Now, I'd like you to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Now, which of the following do you believe personally to be the biggest threat to the African-American community right now? You may choose two of them, okay? I'm going to read them all. Rising crime and violence, Donald Trump and getting elected president again, or the lack of quality education opportunities, or the cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, or the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court, rolling back rights and freedoms, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs and your community, and the stagnant wages and rising costs. If you have to pick two of them.
Okay. You gave me this a fucking trick question. You don't give me all these damn things and then tell me I only can pick two.
Yeah, I know they're all important. Exactly right, ma'am.
Okay.
But
repeat the first four.
Okay, rising crime and violence. You think that's the biggest threat to the African American community, or do you think it's the stagnant wages and rising costs? Or Donald Trump getting elected president again? Or you think the biggest threat to the African-American community right now is the lack of quality education and opportunities? That's the first four.
Okay. Now, I feel I can pick out the first four because them last ones is a free will.
Right.
So I'm going to say... and I should do it Donald Trump, but I'm saying the minimum wage.
Okay.
That, and I'm saying I want to add one into it.
And, of course.
Instead of saying the first one, because the first one belongs to what I'm about to add in.
Right.
All these fathers and mothers that are put in jail for selling weed, selling crack. I understand. Crack is a bad thing.
Yes,
weed is a bad thing because sunlight, water, and some dirt. And that's why I thought a state says,
yes,
go on with it. Pay attention. Listen, you ask me a question I can't do no. Yeah.
Okay. No, I understand that.
That's why crime happens.
Okay.
With our younger adults.
The whole
because
population, right?
I was growing up, the drug dealers, so say, and the parents, so say, took care. They raised it They, everybody took care of each other like we was one big
family. Right. I would like to move forward, members. So believe me, I do appreciate your patience, but I do value your time. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel, okay?
And you need to repeat the question because I was thinking over you.
Well, okay. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
So go ahead. Okay. Repeat the question again, sir.
Of course. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or never heard of the person or organization, please say so. How about Mr.
Number one, because I care. I always care, even though I only care in agape, because I only can take you but so far. The rest of it depends on the Lord.
Okay. How about J.D. Vance from 0 to 100? What number would you give him?
For what question? Because you asked me three different things, and you asked me to rate them.
Okay.
Right.